Yeah, River Deep, Mountain High, corny, I know, but it's my middle name, as you well know, you know me long enough. The reason I say it's corny is because we're about to talk to a young gentleman who's about to ascend a mountain, but not any old mountain, Mont Blanc, would you believe? He's either completely round the bend, or he's very, very brave, and doing it for a very, very worthwhile cause. Ed Lamb is with me. Ed, welcome to you.
Thanks very much, Roger. Nice to be here.
Mont Blanc. I hope the pronunciation is correct.
I believe so, yeah. Sounds good to me.
Close enough, all right.
Yeah.
Why?
A life less ordinary, I guess, really. I work from home, self-employed, so I was getting a bit cabin fever. My friend Rob Bentz, who I'm going with, climbed Kilimanjaro a couple of years ago, and I was pretty jealous then. And I said, next time you do something like that, let me know. And he was true to his word. He phoned me last year.
OK, but what sort of experience have you had? Because you can't just suddenly think, oh, I've got fancy a couple of days away, I'll go and do climb Mount Blanc. You can't just suddenly decide that with no training or planning.
Not much. I'm kind of jumping into the deep end a little bit. I'm actually going up Snowdon tomorrow for the first day for the first time.
Right.
With a few friends. I'm going up with a proper...
On foot, I hope, by the way.
Yeah, that's
OK,
right.
All
that's
right. We're looking in the lift halfway up.
No. But physically-wise, it's the type of thing that anyone can do and can try.
Hmm.
Bit of running here and there. And I've been to Snowdon a few times already with father-in-law and friends, so
okay. Now,
pretty confident.
How high is Snowdon, do you know?
Snowdon, I think it's about 1,200 metres.
1,200 metres. And how high is Mont Blanc?
It's 4,810 metres.
Well, I rest my case. I'm totally round the bend. You're up to that height. You've obviously got to have the special gear and everything, haven't you? Because it's going to be pretty chilly when you get up to the top.
It is. It's going to be cold. The air's pretty thin up there. Acclimatisation's pretty key as well. We're going to be there for a week.
Right.
A few days training and kind of sleeping at pretty high altitude. And then going for it on the third or fourth day we're there.
Okay, now, assuming everything goes according to plan, everything is fine, once you finally reach the summit, are you planting the flag, going, or what? Are you planning to just spend a couple of days up there, or is it straight down again?
Yeah, we probably won't have too much time at the top. I guess it's just a good photo opportunity.
Right.
No flag. Don't know, just have a cream egg, enjoy myself for a bit, and then back down, I guess.
Could it be frozen solid? Now, there's a serious side to you do. It's not just for a bit of a daring do jolly, because you are actually trying to raise money for something, aren't you? Tell me what the cause is.
The charity I've chosen is the World Society of the Blind and Partially Sighted.
Okay. Why did you choose that?
Well, I've been in touch with Lynn here for over a year now. I met her at a networking meeting, a business meeting. I was just getting my business off the ground, then I'm a graphic designer.
Mm-hmm.
And we met up and kind of helped each other out. I realised the charity needed a new bit of branding, so I helped them out with that, got involved with them, and
That's the cause, that's the reason.
That's the reason, basically.
Okay, you referred to Lynn, who sat next to you. Lynn Sedgwick, to give her a full title, and you actually are from the World Society of the Blind. What's your official title, Lynn?
My official title is Development Officer and fundraiser.
And how long have you been doing that for?
14 years.
Have you really?
Absolutely, yes. Okay.
Has it got any easier over the years or not?
No.
Oh.
No.
Because, I mean, particularly in the times we're in at the moment, everyone's got economic hardships. Charities, I know, are finding it quite tough, aren't they?
Absolutely. It is difficult. And we are a smaller local charity based on Wirral. We're the only organisation based there supporting people with serious sight problems. But it is a constant, I use this, upward mountain struggle, which is quite appropriate,
nice,
to keep the place going. And we have about 100 people a week coming through Asheville Lodge. There's a lot of people registered, blind or partially sighted people, a lot more than people would imagine, all in need of support and encouragement and opportunities.
Now, Asheville Lodge, if I remember rightly, is on the edge of Birkenhead Park, I think.
That's
is that
right,
where it's sited, in Asheville Road on there? Is it a residential place,
or
it purely like for day visitors, if you like, effectively?
It's for day visitors.
Okay.
It's not residential. We do, there's all sorts of different things that go on there, from a drop-in information and advice centre. We do social activities, we do computer training courses, a lot of learning and training opportunities, and general help, daily living aids, resources, computer equipment, low vision equipment. So we're pretty busy. Quite a wide range of services now that we've got on offer.
And it must have been. Well, you thought it was a godsend, I'm sure, when you met up with Ed this idea formed about him going up Mont Blanc.
I couldn't believe it when you told me. I mean, first of all, Ed Gable, he designed our logo, which we've had now about a year, isn't it? You designed that, which really put a mark on us, because we hadn't had anything that really said Wirral Society of the Blind. And Ed designed that for us, and then one meeting he announced that he was going to do this climb, and it was in